You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from one of the coolest, more unique evolutions of the jazz sound from a collective. That was the Grey Boy All-Stars with the cut Multiplier off their 2013 CD called Inland Empire. This group of legendary California jazz funk revivalists came together back in 1994 and was dripping with youth, talent, and a mission for a fresh sound. Their fabled residency at the San Diego Green Circle Bar spiraled into a series of concerts that stretched towards now. And I caught up with the band's keyboardist, Robert Walter, and he told me about the origins of the band's name. Have a listen.
Even at the rehearsal before the gig, but then at that first show that we thought maybe we'll keep doing it, and it kind of just snowballed from there and had its own momentum. And then DJ Grey Boy did produce our first couple of records. He came back and worked with us on What Happened to Television. We're still friends with him. We're still in interaction. That's where the name came from.
Since their humble beginnings, they've played hundreds of shows, become a tireless party syndicate that has delved a new brand of spirited instrumental exploration. These cats are great. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that boasts some solid outfits with big evolved sounds like The Freedom Affair with Chris Hazleton and We the People led by Eddie Moore, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the finest jazz we can get our collective hands on. And before we move on here, we have to celebrate the life of the great Kansas City vocalist Molly Hammer and share the sad news. On November 25th, 2020, it was announced that her 13-year battle with breast cancer came to an end. She left us at the age of 48 and was a hugely beloved figure in the city of Kansas City and well beyond. She showed an incredible amount of humility, courage, humor, talent, grace, and pure drive all the way through her life. And I personally interviewed her on multiple occasions, and this hurts. But she would rather a smile than weep. So as we move on here, I have a quote from her during our last interview back in 2018. It was on the heels of a live album. And she told me who she thinks she really is.
I am somebody who loves easily and gives of themselves easily. I am not afraid to show vulnerability, and I think that's why people love me and why I have so many close relationships. I have no walls around me. Like, what you see is what you get.
Thank you, Molly. Let's move on to the very deaf tenor cat here with some punch here on the show. This is the vice president, based on his emulation of the Prez, Lester Young. Here's Paul Quinichette with the 1958 tune, Baby Don't Tell on Me, as the show goes on.
Thank you. Hi, this is Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was veteran jazz pianist Walt Wagner, joined by his trio with the tune Tag off his 2020 CD, Trajectory. He has been a longtime fixture on the Seattle scene and is a sort of sophisticated jazz performer known for his urbane technique to both classic standards and contemporary pop and rock songs. He was raised in the Pacific Northwest and began playing piano at the age of 6 and was introduced to jazz by his father, who led a local dance band. We caught up with him here at the show to talk about how things are going in this new pandemic world of ours. This is what he had to say.
So they're thinking about things that they just put off thinking about, I think. And that, like, what's most important in your life, you know, making a living and getting food on the table is always going to be the most important. But the arts, people are doing without now, fine cuisine as well as art and music. People, I think, are
starving to death for that now.
One of Walt's first shows and a huge influence on his life and approach to music was local legend, pianist Overton Berry. What a great name, man. And as we get into the Tune Crusade off the 2014 CD, Mercy, Mercy, let's listen to Walt talk about the show.
Dick and Harry and I used to go to the Colony Club and hear Overton Berry, who still is playing and still draws a big crowd in Seattle. He's just this great, joyful guy, and he had a trio there that just killed it. And we had never heard anything like it. And so that was the first real jazz I heard then.
The book. It's a pleasure to be in Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. It's a true honor. I'm Jorge Rossi, drummer and vibes player. I'm from Barcelona.
That was veteran jazz drummer, pianist, and vibraphonist Jorge Rossi, joined by his quintet with the 2012 tune Erie's Blues off the 2012 CD called Tale. He was born and resides in Barcelona, Spain, and started playing drums at 11. Between 80 and 89, he toured and recorded extensively with several musicians in the Spanish jazz scene, and even internationally with acclaimed cats like Woody Shaw, Kenny Wheeler, and many others. He's had quite a run in his career, and we caught up with him during the ramp-up of the COVID-19 world to talk about life. I remember it very clearly. It was a Sunday morning, and he held the phone out so that I could hear the people cheer on the nurses there in Spain from the balconies. And he talked to us about his COVID-19 experience. Have a listen.
But, I mean, for me, it's a weird situation because I'm extremely happy because I've been on the road so much, especially in the last 3 months. I barely saw my girlfriend, like, you know, just a couple of days a month.
One of those hugely seminal early experiences for him in seeing live music was with legendary jazz fusion band Weather Report. And as we get into one of the most popular jazz tunes ever recorded, Birdland, let's hear Jorge explain his experience.
Oh, yeah. I remember the moment very clearly. It was when I was 14 years old in 79, and in the summer of 79, seeing Weather Report. That there is this record called 8:30, that, you know, is the tour that they did. The band at that moment was with Jaco and Peter Erskine, just quartet, you know. And I remember the moment I saw that, I felt that exactly. It's like, what these guys are doing, this is what I would like to do the rest of my life. I don't know if I will get ever to such a level as these guys are, but I don't care. Whatever level I can do it.
this is Lucas Curtis, bass player for Eddie Palmieri, Warren Evans, Sean Jones. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz bassist Lucas Curtis, joined by Warren Evans with the tune Don't Call Me Wally off the 2010 CD Faith in Action. Originally from Hartford, Connecticut, he is now based in New York City and has been performing nationally and even internationally over the years with big shots like Eddie Palmieri, Ralph Peterson Jr., Christian Scott, Gary Burton, and so many others. He's kind of an entrepreneur. He has that spirit within him, and he's one of the owners and co-founders of an independent jazz label known as Truth Revolution Records. We also talked to him during the pandemic era in the very early goes, and he theorized about the post-COVID-19 world.
Be more grateful for the experience. Just going on, you know, I'll play 4 or 5 gigs a week sometimes, and you know, by the third night, you're kind of like, dang, you know, to ready to move on to the next show or something, or, you know, whatever. But we should be very grateful that we have the opportunity to actually perform what we love, you know, do what we love doing.
Let's get into some legendary pipes here next on the show. This is Trinidadian-born jazz and classical pianist, singer, and actor Hazel Scott with Valse in D-flat major circa 1940 as the show continues. Thank you.
Michael Abetti. Just had a wonderful interview with Joe Dimino with Neon Jazz out of Kansas City. And please support your jazz stations. It's really important. I have always supported jazz and will always support jazz. But these people like Joe are really important in keeping you abreast of what's happening musically. And please enjoy and support Neon Jazz and Joe Dimino. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the very veteran and esteemed man with many miles on his jazz odometer, pianist, arranger, record producer, and composer with the 1993 tune Como Un Milagro. Over the many years, he has been known for accompanying singers and arranging music. He's originally from Brooklyn. His father, grandfather, and aunt were musicians. And amongst the many things that he's done in his life, he's been involved with the Grammy-nominated GRP All-Star Big Band. And we caught up with him recently. Again, another cat on the show that we caught up with during the COVID-19 pandemic to talk about life. And he didn't mince words about his love of jazz.
You know, being part of the music, you know, you kind of think the music is going to kind of get you through and save your life, which it certainly has in my case, in many cases, and many of my friends. So that's my silver lining.
And our final cut here on the show is paying tribute to the late, great American jazz R&B multi-instrumentalist, musicologist, and publisher, Andrew White. We lost him on November 11, 2020, at the age of 78. He was born in D.C., but grew up in Nashville and went on to make an invaluable contribution to the world of jazz. We all have a hefty thanks to give him. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that loves jazz and always has a plan, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support all the arts. And one more time, thank you to the mighty Molly Hammer. And with that, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.